Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building an old-school style DJ intro route in Ableton Live 12, and we're doing it the proper way, not as a throwaway lead-in, but as a functional mix section that feels like it was made for real DJs to blend with. If you make drum and bass, this is a huge one, because a lot of modern tracks jump straight into the drop, and yeah, that can hit hard on streaming, but it often misses that classic mix-friendly energy. The old-school intro route gives you space, phrasing, tension, and identity, and the cool part here is we're going to use resampling as the engine behind it, so the intro is built from your own material. That means your drums, your bass fragments, your textures, your own sonic fingerprints. Let's start with the arrangement mindset. Set your project around 174 BPM, which is right in the sweet spot for most DNB. Then in arrangement view, mark out a clear 32-bar intro route before the drop. Think in phrases from the start. Put locator markers at bar 1, bar 9, bar 17, bar 25, and then the drop at bar 33. That gives you clean landmarks, first 8 bars for the opening, next 8 for variation, next 8 for build, final 8 for pre-drop tension. This phrasing matters a lot. A DJ needs clear structure to mix into, and you need clear structure to control energy. If the intro is too chaotic, it stops being useful. If it's too empty, it feels unfinished. So the goal is balance. Enough space for mixing, enough movement to keep it interesting. Now build the drum skeleton first. Don't touch the bass yet. In an old-school DJ intro, the drums carry the identity before the full tune arrives. You want a solid kick and snare foundation, maybe a chopped break underneath, plus a few ghost percussion hits to keep the groove alive. A good starting point is simple. Kick on the downbeat, snare on 2 and 4, and then a break loop tucked low underneath. Add a couple of hats or ride details for forward motion. You can use drum rack for one-shots, simpler for slicing breaks, and EQ8 to clean up the low end. Drum bus is great here too, because it can add punch and glue without needing a heavy hand. For the break layer, high pass it somewhere around 150 to 250 Hz so it doesn't fight the kick and bass later. If it feels too spiky, use glue compressor lightly, or shape the transient inside simpler. The point is to keep the break energetic, but not messy. In DNB, the intro drums should feel like a real groove, not just noise. Now for the bass tease. And this is where the intro starts sounding like the actual tune instead of a generic intro. The key word here is tease. You do not want the full bass line yet. You want a hint of it, a suggestion, a bit of attitude. You can do this in a few ways. Duplicate your drop bass MIDI and simplify it. Or resample a bass stab from your drop sound and turn it into a smaller, more controlled phrase. Or build a filtered synth layer in Wavetable, Analog, or Operator. Any of those works. For a darker intro, low pass the bass tease somewhere around 120 to 300 Hz, then automate an autofilter slowly over the course of 16 bars. Keep the bass mostly mono with utility. Add a touch of saturation if needed, but keep it subtle. You want edge, not full aggression. This is especially important if your drop bass is huge. If you reveal too much too early, the drop loses its impact. A really strong move is to make the intro bass sparse and phrase-based. Maybe a hit at bar 4, another at bar 8, then more frequent call-and-response style moments later on. That way the listener gets the identity of the bass, but not the full statement yet. Now we get to the fun part, resampling your own drums to create a gritty intro layer. This is one of the best ways to make the intro feel old-school and personal. Instead of relying only on MIDI or pre-made loops, print your own material to audio and rework it. Route your drum group to a new audio track, set the input to receive from that group or from the master, arm the track, and record a 4-bar or 8-bar pass. Capture the drums, break, and any light effects active in the arrangement. Once you've got that audio, start editing it. Slice it on transients. Reverse a few hits. Stretch or warp tiny fragments. Use beat repeat for glitchy detail. Or drop it into simpler in slice mode so you can retrigger pieces like a custom sample instrument. This is where Ableton Live 12 becomes really powerful, because now you're not just arranging loops, you're reshaping your own sound history. That's the magic of resampling. The intro sounds like it evolved from the tune itself. For processing, try auto filter for movement, redux for grit, echo for rhythmic tail, frequency shifter for that weird metallic drift, and gate if you want chopped rhythmic pulses. A useful starting point is to automate the auto filter cutoff from around 250 Hz up to 1.8 kHz over 16 bars. Try redux at 8 to 12 bit if you want a rougher texture, but blend it carefully. Echo around 15 to 25% feedback can add depth without washing out the groove, and beat repeat set to 1/8 or 1/16 with low randomness can add motion, while staying musical. What's great about this layer is that it gives the intro internal history. It sounds like a machine that's been through something. That's perfect for jungle, rollers, darker half-step leaning material, and old-school rave-inspired DNB. Now shape the whole intro into clear phrase blocks. This is a big one. Don't just let things drift. Make every 8 bars do a job. Bars 1 to 8, drums and atmosphere only. Bars 9 to 16, bring in the bass tees and a break variation. Bars 17 to 24, add more edits, more chopped resample movement, more tension. Bars 25 to 32, pre-drop lift, then strip back and cue the drop. Add little changes every 4 or 8 bars. Maybe a snare fill into bar 9, a break chop change at bar 13. A reversed cymbal into bar 17, a bass pickup into bar 25. These small details make the intro feel alive without overloading it. Use automation as your tension engine. Move the filter cutoff. Raise reverb send amounts only at the ends of phrases. Push delay feedback slightly in the final bars. Increase distortion drive a little if you need more urgency. You can even tighten the drum bus compression slightly as the intro develops, but only if it helps the energy feel more focused. And here's a really important teacher note. Treat the pre-drop as a reset, not just a bigger build-up. In the last few bars, remove unnecessary layers. Let the track breathe for a moment. That makes the drop feel larger when it hits. If everything gets louder and busier all the time, nothing feels special. FX should help the transition, not decorate it. This is where a lot of people overcook the intro. Keep it musical. Use reverb for space, echo for tails, auto filter for sweeps, and if you've got your own resampled noise or ambience, even better. High pass your reverb returns around 200 to 400 Hz so they don't cloud the low end. Keep delays tucked behind the dry signal. And if you want a classic old-school pre-hit feel, send just the last snare of an 8-bar phrase into a bigger reverb, resample that tail, reverse it, and place it right before the next section. That's a proper handover move. It gives the DJ-friendly intro a sense of forward motion, without sounding like a generic riser. Now let's talk mix discipline, because the intro still has to leave room for the drop. Keep the low end controlled until the drop lands. Don't overbrighten the hats or breaks. Don't let the bass tees compete with the kick fundamental. Use EQA to high pass Atmos and FX. Notch out harshness in the break around 3 to 6 kHz if needed, and make sure the intro isn't eating all your headroom. Use utility to check mono compatibility, especially on bass-related textures. If the intro feels wide, but shaky, reduce the stereo width on low-end elements and keep width for the Atmos and FX layers. A light glue compressor on the drum bus can help the whole intro feel cohesive, but don't squash the transients. You still want the snare and kick to read clearly, because in a DJ intro, those are the anchor points. Finally, automate the drop reveal with restraint. In the last 4 to 8 bars, maybe open the bass filter a little. Pull the break volume down just before the drop. Increase the snare reverb send, then cut it sharply. Add a reverse break fragment or a short noise swell. You can even create a tiny moment of near silence if the track supports it. A strong old school move is to strip almost everything out in bar 31, leave just a kick, snare, and a filtered bass pulse. Then hit bar 33 with the full low end and drum weight. That contrast is what makes the drop feel huge. So to recap the core idea, build the intro like a DJ mixing section, not just a lead-in. Use resampling to turn your own drums and bass fragments into new material. Keep the low end under control. Work in 8-bar and 16-bar phrases. Use Ableton stock devices like Auto Filter, Saturator, Redux, Echo, Glue Compressor, and Utility to create movement, grit, and space. And remember, the best old-school intro routes are functional, musical, and heavy without giving away the drop too early. For practice, here's a simple challenge. Take an unfinished DNB loop, make a 32-bar intro route, record 4 bars of your drums to audio, slice the resample into fragments, add a filtered bass tease, automate the cutoff over the last 16 bars, then remove the bass for the final 2 bars and let the drop slam in. Keep it mixable, keep it tense, keep it alive. And if you want the best mindset for this technique, think like a DJ. If you can imagine mixing out of another tune and into yours smoothly, you're on the right track. If the intro feels like a useful handover with personality, then you've nailed the old school route. All right, let's build one.